When I woke up next, it was daylight, and I was hot under all the blankets on me. I was thirsty and hungry, but my stomach was so uneasy, I knew I wouldn't be able to hold anything down. Derry had pulled the armchair into the bedroom and was asleep in it. He should be at work, I thought. Why is he asleep in the armchair? "Hey, Derry," I said softly, shaking his knee. "Hey, Derry, wake up." He opened his eyes. "Pony boy, you okay?" "Yeah," I said, "I think so." Something had happened, but I still couldn't remember it, although I was thinking a lot clearer than I was the last time I'd waked up. He sighed in relief and pushed my hair back. "Gosh, kid, you had us scared to death." "What was the matter with me?" He shook his head. "I told you you were in no condition for a rumble. Exhaustion, shock, minor concussion, and Two-Bit came blubbering over here with some tale about how you were running a fever before the rumble and how it was all his fault you were sick. He was pretty torn up that night," Derry said. He was quiet for a minute. "We all were." Then I remembered. "Dallas and Johnny were dead. Don't think of them," I thought. "Don't remember how Johnny was your buddy. Don't remember that he didn't want to die. Don't think of Dally breaking up in the hospital, crumpling under the streetlight. Try to think that Johnny is better off now. Try to remember that Dally would have ended up like that sooner or later. Best of all, don't think. Blank your mind. Don't remember. Don't remember." "Where'd I get a concussion?" I said. My head itched, but I couldn't scratch it for the bandage. "How long have I been asleep?" "You got a concussion from getting kicked in the head. Soda saw it. He landed all over that soche. I've never seen him so mad. I think he could have whipped anyone in the state he was in. Today's Tuesday, and you've been asleep and delirious since Saturday night. Don't you remember?" "No," I said slowly. "Derry, I'm not ever going to be able to make up the school I've missed. And I've still got to go to court and talk to the police about Bob's getting killed. And now, with Dally..." I took a deep breath. "Derry, do you think they'll split us up? Put me in a home or something?" He was silent. "I don't know, baby. I just don't know." I stared at the ceiling. What would it be like, I wondered, staring at a different ceiling? What would it be like in a different bed, in a different room? There was a hard, painful lump in my throat that I couldn't swallow. "Don't you even remember being in the hospital?" Derry asked. He was trying to change the subject. I shook my head. "I don't remember." "You kept asking for me and Soda. Sometimes for Mom and Dad, too, but mostly for Soda." Something in his tone of voice made me look at him. "Mostly for Soda. Did I ask for Derry at all, or was he just saying that?" "Derry," I didn't know quite what I wanted to say, but I had a sick feeling that maybe I hadn't called for him while I was delirious. Maybe I had only wanted Soda Pop to be with me. What all had I said while I was sick? I couldn't remember. I didn't want to remember.